Hello, and welcome to a SearchBusinessAnalytics.com podcast. I'm Craig Stedman, the site editor of SearchBusinessAnalytics.com, and I'll be speaking today with James Kavilis of Forrester Research about complex event processing technology, or CEP for short, what it is, what it can be used for, and what you need to know about it before you buy and deploy CEP tools. First, to let you know a little about our speaker, Jim is a senior analyst at Forrester, where he does research and consulting work on data warehousing, predictive analytics, data mining, and CEP. In addition to those core coverage areas, he contributes to Forrester's research on business intelligence, data integration, data quality, and master data management. Jim worked previously for other IT research firms and several IT vendors, and he's a widely published author on business and technology issues and a frequent speaker at IT industry events. Welcome back to the virtual podcast studio, Jim.
Thank you, Craig.
All right, well, let's get started. What is CEP and what kind of applications is it being used for? Are we primarily talking about business intelligence and analytics here?
Complex event processing. Really think of it as real-time data, true real-time data integration. When I say true real-time, I'm talking about streaming sub-second from the source delivery of data to applications. It could be to your business intelligence application, to your dashboarding environment, to your process intelligence dashboarding or business activity monitoring environment. It could be delivery of telemetry information to applications that are monitoring various events related to security and so forth. It's anything CEP. Is really when it's all about real-time delivery of event information. You know, the word event in this context simply refers to any time-stamped information that's highly structured and that's coming from various systems that are being monitored and where something critical is happening right now and you need to monitor second by second by second to make sure that everything is hunky-dory and is performing the way it should be performing. So it's all, it can be for security applications. It can be for financial algorithmic trading applications. It can be for process monitoring for, say, real-time workflows that involve your supply chain or logistics. A lot of it's used for, traditionally, is for things like financial trading where you need real-time refreshes of traders' dashboards with the latest and greatest bid and asking prices. So they can do what's called straight-through processing, quick turnaround of these trades where every split second counts. That's where CEP's sweet spot has always been.
All right. Well, what are some of the potential benefits of CEP technology for users? And then what about the challenges or hurdles that organizations can face in deploying and using it?
Potential benefit, first of all, is when a decision is so time critical and you need the absolute latest and greatest value of, say, pricing or availability. Let's say you're in a order fulfillment environment and you're taking orders and the orders are based on the availability of some inventory right now. You don't want to commit a trade or an order for an inventory that's dropped to zero since you started talking to the customer. So you need to give the customer at any point in time accurate information on, okay, it's still there. It's in stock. Do you want to place your order now? Oops, whoop, not in stock anymore. You're going to have to wait till we replenish. That kind of application. So, you know, clearly, it enables you to have trustworthy information that's dynamic. So really, the potential benefits are for any dynamic real-time enterprise application or transaction, this is a must-have. You can't batch delivery of that information into your reports or your dashboards. Overnight delivery is too late. The thing is, it may have been accurate last night, but it's not accurate as of this moment. So we're talking about trustworthiness of the data so you can make quick fuse decisions. Challenges or hurdles? Well, first of all, CEP is a very complex set of technologies that really need to be architected into the entire design or topology of your analytic and transactional applications, whatever you've got instrumented for true real-time, meaning you need to deploy event processing engines and caches throughout your infrastructure. You need to be able to acquire event information in real time at the transactional systems and to be able to cache that and then and deliver from a cache in a time-sensitive way where you're maintaining coherent cache from end to end with, time to live policies, with clear, the ability to monitor the and enforce these sub-second latency guarantees from end to end. We're talking about complexity. We're talking about high-level planning and design and low-level optimization of every end-to-end system that is part of the CEP application to make sure that they're all behaving together as one tightly integrated end-to-end application. This is, clearly this takes some amount of serious network optimization and serious application and middleware optimization to make all these work together seamlessly. And, there are plenty of vendors on the market who provide strong CEP portfolios that you can use for these types of applications. There's TIBCO, and there's Oracle, and there's Progress Apama, there's Sybase, Aleri, and others. But really, there's the solutions, but then there's all the planning and design and modeling and optimization that you need to do. It's complex, and it's not necessarily cheap, and it doesn't necessarily CEP come as an integrated component of your BI environment, so you're going to need to integrate all your front-end reporting and dashboarding and other applications into this CEP bus, as it were, to really put it all together. So the complexity and also the cost and sort of the lead time on getting this all up to speed and also on monitoring and managing it on an ongoing basis to ensure true real-time can be a bit daunting or forbidding for the faint of heart.
Well, how widely have CEP tools been deployed, and who within an organization is likely to end up using them? Are we talking people with specialized skills?
Yeah, usually you can look at the deployments in terms of some critical areas within a company. For example, business activity monitoring, BAM. In your business process management environment, BAM is the front-end process intelligence dashboarding environment that allows you to look at the status of every workflow at every point in time. CEP is quite often sort of the secret sauce within your BAM environment to enable that real-time process intelligence. So, in other words, if you're a process manager or process administrator in a BPM environment, you're very likely to be using CEP. You may not even know it. That's one area, but also very much the CEP in the financial industry is widespread. As I've indicated, for like financial algorithmic trading and straight-through processing. We also see a lot of CEP adoption already in supply chain monitoring and optimization, transportation and logistics, where you need to track a lot of containers and shipments and cargoes worldwide, and you need to know where they are at this exact point in time. And possibly with the geographic latitude and longitude coordinates assigned to them. And really also a lot of CEP is in, you'll find it in security event monitoring environments that need to know at this very point in time, who's trying to access my system? And not just one person, but I need to know across many applications, is there a coordinated, say, hack attack by a team of cyber terrorists on my systems? And how can I coordinate and correlate all of this event information, the security event information coming in from all these system logs in real time? So if you're doing real-time security monitoring, quite often there's CEP under the covers that's making it, is putting all the events together and displaying it for you both in graphical dashboards but also in reports and also generating alerts. So the alerting, the real-time event-driven alerting and notification and escalation from these security environments or these BAM environments is really, the user's interface to all these environments. You're having to define, or you need to define, complex rules that determine who exactly is notified regarding what security or process-related events, so that then the notified party can take appropriate remedial or corrective actions. So really, you know, fundamentally, if you're doing any operational real-time transactions or analytics, there's a strong possibility there's some amount of CEP in your environment, and it may be embedded in the underlying application environment that's providing those services, or it may have been the CEP, it may have been added, as it were, after the fact and integrated tightly into some existing tool that you're using.
Well, you talked about this a little earlier when you were discussing the challenges of using CEP technology, but to zoom in on it a little bit more, is this a high-end technology for large and sophisticated organizations with lots of IT resources and maybe something to be cautious about if that description doesn't apply to you?
Yeah, generally it is. It has been historically. Financial, government, supply chain, transportation, and logistics. Clearly, for very mission-critical applications that really need this degree of not only real-time refresh from event sources, but also need to have this capability integrated tightly into their workflows for quick response. And so, yeah, that's traditionally the sweet spot for CEP. What we've seen over the last several years, though, is that more and more CEP is beginning to come into your mainstream BI, business intelligence experience. What I mean by that is we have any number of vendors in the BI arena now that offer CEP as an integrated component of their overall solution portfolio. TIBCO with Spotfire is one of them. We see Microsoft now with the SQL Server 2008 release 2. They have a CEP module for data integration built in to or available to customers in that environment that can be leveraged for more real-time business intelligence within a Microsoft environment. But also, I mean, if you look at what IBM and others are doing, on Oracle bought BEA a few years back, and they're a CEP vendor. We see a lot of other more specialized BI players like Truvizo that are also have CEP under the covers for true real-time dashboarding. So it's coming into the core BI experience, and we're going to see much more CEP over the next 1 to 2 years as fundamentally, users are demanding a real-time experience and real-time data refreshes within their core BI experience. It's sort of the Googleization of BI. That's just because people get real-time feeds on the web all the time from various sites. Now they're expecting real-time feeds in their BI environment, whether or not these real-time feeds are truly needed for the types of decisions that you make. So we're seeing some of that push or pull from the user's end to bring this technology into the core of analytics that are available to the average information worker.
All right. Well, can you give our listeners some tips on how to get started on a CEP deployment or pilot project so they don't run into any walls?
Yeah. First thing to do is to consider CEP an evolutionary step within your existing business intelligence or data warehousing or data integration strategy. Let's take it to the data integration side. Data integration, you know, you might be doing it with, say, Informatica, who have a CEP tool now, for example. CEP is another way of doing real-time data extract, transformation, loading, and delivery to, you know, your data warehouse or to your front-end reporting tools. There are, of course, other approaches to doing real-time. There's things like trickle feed ETL and change data capture. CEP is, as I said, true real-time. It's more transactional and more guaranteed. So really, you know, look at it now as just an evolutionary step for you to go even further down the real-time road. If that's where your requirements are, in other words, if you're already using one of these vendors for all of your most of your data integration needs, it might make good sense to use them for CEP as well, to the extent that their CEP tool, you know, integrates with the metadata and the modeling tools and whatnot they provide you. Likewise, your data warehousing vendor. Traditionally, if you're doing data warehousing, it's batch extraction, transform, and load, and they're batch overnight. If you're using your data warehouse for more real-time business intelligence and you need to have really guaranteed sub-second latency through the data warehouse out to your BI environment, then you need to look into whether your data warehousing platform provider has CEP integration components or integrates, say, third-party tools in the CEP space to enable that degree of real-time, you know, through the data warehouse delivery. And on the business intelligence side, you know, to the extent that your users are demanding, if not maybe for their standard reporting requirements or ad hoc query, but for particular applications in the BI arena, they may be asking for real-time refreshes and are demanding it. Let's say you're doing more monitoring of social media, like Twitter and Facebook. Your brand managers are, or your sales managers are, or your customer service managers are, and you want to know in real time whether you're being mentioned more often, let's say, or in what light you're being mentioned by customers or potential customers in social media, and you want to know in real time exactly whether, for example, existing customers are strongly leaning towards churning, defecting to the competition because something you've done has injured them or, you know, grievously irritated them. Well, CEP, as a part of your overall business intelligence and social media analytics strategy, can make a lot of sense because, you know, the time to catch the churning customer is before they've churned. And really, that's all about true real time, increasingly, what we're seeing. So, you know, to the extent that your business intelligence requirements are, you know, involve real-time listening and engaging with customers through social media, or involve process analytics, BAM, where you're looking at real-time workflows to determine, for example, the status of orders and shipments and the like, and you want to provide this sort of a dashboarding, a real-time dashboarding environment, say, to your call center, because they're dealing with the customer face-to-face in real time, then you need to consider true real-time analytics through CEP as an important component of an overall business intelligence portfolio you provide to a broad range of operational users.
And finally, the crystal ball question. What do you think the future holds for the development and use of CEP? Is it a niche technology, or are you putting on sunglasses because the future is so bright?
Well, it's a niche in the sense that CEP, or true real-time delivery of data, is not for every application, because many business intelligence applications, batch overnight delivery is sufficient. You know, for the kinds of decisions that your CEO or chief marketing officer makes, CEP is overkill. They may say they want real-time refreshes, but if the data itself changes very slowly, then CEP can be an expensive overkill. In terms of real-time, though, real-time delivery is increasingly important in a broad range of applications, especially in a very dynamic world where more of your business model is online, and customers themselves conduct most transactions with you online through various channels, be they call center and self-service through the portal, and also through point-of-sales environments where, in order to make the customer happy at every point in time, you need to be able to drive the overall online customer experience to them based on feeds of event information from all these channels. So you can know, you know, that a certain customer is currently located within shouting range of your store in Poughkeepsie, and that customer is currently interacting with you through your mobile portal, and that customer has recently experienced certain problems with your level of service. When I say recent, I mean in the last 15 minutes, and they've also tweeted about it. And the customer has also indicated that they are also evaluating your competitor's offerings. You know, this is all this event information, events related to that customer, what they're doing now, what they've done before, and what they're likely to do, is so critically important for holding the customer, for making them happy, for keeping them, for targeting the right offer to them. You know, for this new economy, then, we're in, really fundamentally real-time delivery of recommendations and optimization of that customer's experience is critical to keeping them on board. So really, CEP, then, what's happening in the future is that more of the predictive analytics is going in line, predictive models to your CEP environment to drive these online recommendations that drive the sorts of offers that you make to customers to make them happy everywhere through every channel to keep them on board. So what we're seeing is that CEP will not only go deep inside your business intelligence environment, CEP increasingly will be integrated to your predictive modeling environment to drive real-time recommendations and also to retune your agile workflows to keep not only customers happy, but to keep the supply chain managers happy so you're not taking orders for products that are not currently in inventory. And also will keep very much your security people happy, too, in terms of being able to tell them when in real time there is a security-related or hack attack against your system so that they can take corrective actions now. In other words, CEP, what we'll see is that, very much sort of the inline process analytics will drive process agility that will very much allow you to be a very dynamic business. So CEP will be part of your BI strategy, but increasingly will be a big component of your overall business process optimization strategy.
All right. Well, we're out of time, so let's leave it at that. Jim, thanks for calling in and sharing your insight with us today.
Been a pleasure, Craig.
All right. Well, and as always, thanks to our listeners for joining us. You can learn more about Forrester Research at www.forrester.com. That's Forrester with two R's. Be sure to further explore searchbusinessanalytics.com, where you'll find more podcasts, as well as news and trend stories, case studies, videos, and best practices tips on data analytics, business intelligence, corporate performance management, and data visualization. And for information about data management, data warehousing, databases, and enterprise content management, go to our sister site, searchdatamanagement.com. Until the next time, this is Craig Stedman signing off.